Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast today. This is Jackie Marie Beyer, and I'm super excited to get back to podcasting. I just got back from an amazing podcasting workshop, and I am just hoping that you're as excited to be learning and gardening this spring as I am. And so I'm really wondering what you're up to this spring. And I am super excited to announce that I am finally going to launch my Facebook group, the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. So one of the things I learned at my workshop this weekend is that I'm kind of suffering from imposter syndrome. And so it was really neat to hear them say that my podcast was a hit and that my numbers are really strong and that I should really move forward more than I am. So I'm going to really start focusing on posting in the Facebook group, posting on our website page too, and, you know, really just sharing our journey and what's going on here at the Organic Oasis in Montana. But I really want to hear about your journey, and I really hope that you will come there and share your questions, your successes, your challenges, your pictures, your, connect with the other listeners in the audience and, what's your vision for the future, or what's your vision for your garden, for your organic oasis? You know, are you planting flowers? What are you doing? You know, what project are you taking on this spring, this summer? You know, I really want to learn, you know, what do you want to know? Is there, you know, what kind of guests do you like? You know, who have you enjoyed? Who would you like to hear more of? You know, what topics are you really enjoying? You know, is it raising honeybees or planting perennials, or, you know, what kind of seeds are you looking for? You know, are they annuals, perennials? You know, what kind of vegetables, what kind of herbs are you planting? What flowers? Do you have any questions that we can answer? You know, what guests have you liked the most? You know, so what is there something you want me to find out? Like, I'm really going to try to be as active in Facebook, and I know I'm on Facebook a lot, but I'm really going to focus on, you know, the Organic Gardener Facebook page, or the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook page, and the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. So and I'm always telling people, I just even wrote an article about joining Facebook groups, how I didn't get Facebook till I joined my very first Facebook group. And that really changed the whole ballpark for me. I guess if you want to hear a little side note story, I was working at Apple, and it was back in 2010, right before the iPad launched. And so I was there for the actual launch of the iPad, and I would sit in the break room, and it was a big, store. So there would be a dozen of us on lunch at any given time. And in the training room was where the lunch table was. And so there's all these computers along the edges, and I would call them the kids, but, you know, pretty much to work at Apple, you have to either be in college or in grad school. So, you know, they were basically young college students, and I would just sit there and watch them scroll through their news feeds and be, you know, I had a Facebook account, but I just didn't get it. I didn't know what the heck they were doing. And then there was always this big Lost group there that was always talking about Lost too. So it was like, you know, Facebook, Lost, you know, Words with Friends, all these other things. They were all texting. You know, I probably didn't even have a smartphone at the time. I remember, like, my iPod Touch was like the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And just so it was like learning a whole nother language, and just watching these kids, they'd be like talking to me in another language. So if you're feeling that way today and you're like, what's Facebook and a Facebook group, you know, I encourage you, whether you join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group or another one, just, you know, check it out. There's so much information. I've really been like the cute little lambs in the Shetland sheep group this week. Oh my goodness, they're so adorable. So, you know, and Joe the Mason's already there, because I was going to start this a while ago, and of course he jumped right on board. And so he, if you don't know who Joe the Mason is, he was one of my listeners and reached out to me. And so he's another one of the Gardening CrossFit Hall of Famers. When I get that list done, I need to get that post up. Definitely what he started last year, and he's just fun and always posting interesting things. He just sent me a great newsletter from the Organic Association in Maine. I'm sure other people are going to join as it grows. I know a lot of my podcasting friends have Facebook groups. And as I said, you know, I'm very active, especially in the Flower Farmer group. I love going there. I learn a ton. And in the my podcasting group. But I did, you know, one of the things was this guy said, I said, there's a lot of gardening groups out there. And he said, but is there an organic gardening group? And I looked and there's, I'm pretty sure there's only three and mine's one of them. So, you know, if you're interested in, you know, learning more and reaching out and connecting with other people, you know, especially, you know, the great thing about it is all of a sudden, you know, you might meet three people who are in your area. Just like since I started my podcast, you know, I met Robin Kelson and Laura Behenna. So it was so fun to see them last week. And Pamela Lund, who, if you haven't heard her episode, she's just got a great story. You know, well, Robin's been in the top 10 since she aired. But to meet these, you know, people, and then I went to the Aero Conference and met more people that are living locally near me here in Montana that I never knew till I started my podcast. And so if you join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group, you'll probably meet people in your area. And then maybe I'll be able to find some people from the other states, because I think I'm up to like state 20 or 21 still. So there's still more states that I haven't interviewed people from than states that I have. One of these days I'm going to read that list and try to get some people, some listeners. Listeners always make great guests. I think you've all got more knowledge than you think to share and some answer that somebody else has been looking for. So if you want to come on and share your gardening journey, you know, I'm always looking. But today I really want to talk about, you know, join our group. You know, let me know what can I do for you. Even if you don't want to do the Facebook thing, I totally understand. Or if you have another channel that you like, you know, reach out to me, email me, go to the website. You know, you can connect with me. There's the get in touch page. There's a listener survey on there where you can, you know, which basically is just easy questions about, you know, what's your biggest challenge that I can help you with. But just most of all, I hope if you want to, you will come join the Facebook group, connect with me, and just let's change the world together and let's get growing for sure.